It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 11th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Techies have descended on San Francisco this week for Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference. Yesterday, the company unveiled a new music streaming service, as expected. Also, a big facelift for its operating system for iPhones and iPads, and a new line of MacBook Air laptops. The tech giant did not unveil any groundbreaking new devices in its two-hour-plus keynote address. So, what grade does CNET's Molly Wood give the event?
I would give that keynote a good solid B. Now, since we're talking about Apple, that probably means that people are ripping their hair out and crying desperately in the streets because they didn't get, you know, a new iPhone. To be fair, no one actually expected a new iPhone today. I think there were a couple things that people didn't get they would have liked to see. But for the most part, you know, Apple moved their evolution forward.
Okay.
And they really gave their iOS operating system, the mobile operating system, a massive facelift. They completely redesigned it. And design doesn't feel like a big deal unless you realize that every time you've bought a new iPhone over the last 6 years, you get out a brand new phone that looks exactly the same.
It's good that you ended with that because up until you started talking about the new design, it sounded like C-minus work to me. I don't know. It sounded like bare minimum.
There were parts of it that felt like bare minimum, for sure. There was a long iWork demo. You know, Apple previewed the newest version of macOS 10 with a new naming convention. The kitty cats are gone.
Mavericks.
No more cat names. Yes, Mavericks. In deference not to my favorite movie, Top Gun, but to the annual surf competition in California. They say their new naming convention is going to pay homage to the parts of California that Apple really loves.
Okay.
Very Red Hot Chili Peppers of them.
I was reading someone's comment on your CNET.com live blog of WWDC, and they said, I am an investor in Apple. I'm really hoping they blow my socks off because I'd like to see more action with my Apple stocks.
Sorry, buddy. that ship has sailed.
So,
the days of, not to put too fine a point on it, but I think the days of profiting handsomely from Apple stock are probably over.
Did we get any sort of slight whiffs of Apple Watch or any sort of new exciting devices?
No hints at all. In fact, the word TV, I think, was only mentioned once. I have been a strong believer that that TV is never going to happen, and I maintain that position now. There was no mention of an iWatch, no mention of wearables, no hints in screenshots or in the software that they might be planning for a future that integrates devices other than laptop screens, tablet screens, and phone screens. That was definitely not hinted at all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Lemelson MIT program. More about 2013 Lemelson MIT Prize winner Angela Belcher and nominations for 2014 at mitprize.org.
And before we go, you remember this tune? That excellent scene of a broom enchantment gone horribly wrong in Disney's Fantasia. The 1940 film put classical music to cartoon illustrations. So check this out. Harmonix, the game maker that brought us Guitar Hero, is partnering with Disney. They'll produce a game version of Fantasia where you can actually conduct a symphony orchestra. The game will, of course, use Xbox's Kinect controller to change the music according to the movements of the player. No word yet on whether the game will provide a floppy wizard hat as a bonus when it comes out in 2014. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.